Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. Mother's Day. Done, over, complete. Did you get breakfast in bed or anything like that, Molly?
I didn't get breakfast in bed, but I did get breakfast.
You got some breakfast? Yes.
Yeah. My husband and daughter, my son was already asleep, made me blueberry pancakes, which
was delicious. I made pancakes too. That's good.
Because I was on the phone with my sister because we were both talking about our Mother's Day. And of course, my daughter comes slinking into my studio. She's like, hey, where are the chocolate chips? And I was like, even a Mother's Day breakfast, they still need help from mom.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I had to force Wiley not to do anything. You know, she was going to start laundry. I'm like, nope, nope. Nope.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She just can't sit still. But on Saturday, we went over to the in-laws and celebrated all all the Mother's Days. And it's just like they are all working.
That's the problem about Mother's Day parties is that it's like everybody's working.
Uh-huh. Yes, they're all just getting stuff ready. And then all the guys are like outside and...
Just chilling.
Man, well cooked. But as for all the other dudes, you know, the husbands, you would have thought it was Father's Day, to be honest with you.
The way they were all sitting like kings. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And I'm guilty. I sat there as well. I didn't lift a finger to try to do anything. So I'm just
as
guilty.
You want to get in the lady's way. You know, they've got their own way of doing stuff.
They do, very
much
so.
Whatever you need to tell yourself. That's the thing that's so funny about, you know, like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I went shopping and bought everything for Mother's Day. Like I was like, and we're having steaks and we're having potato. I mean, like I'm not making any of it, but like I bought it all.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's like one of those things where I was like, I bought this for me.
Yeah.
Now you just have to cook it.
What's the meal plan then? What was the meal plan for
steaks,
you?
Steaks, twice baked potatoes, onion rings, garlic bread.
That's all the good stuff. Okay. Yeah. Well, see, all Wylene's mom wanted to eat was a steak, and that's every year.
Okay.
So I thawed out steaks and everything for her. Everything else was, you know, burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that for the rest of the family, meat-wise. And so we get all the way across town, and I look to Wylene because I didn't grab the steaks out of the fridge.
Oh, you forgot the steaks?
Yeah.
Did you go back for them then?
No, we never made it back. We just kind of left it the way it was. And I had to confess because it's a constant competition with Manuel and I as who is the son-in-law, the best son-in-law, the most popular son-in-law. And he informed me that he didn't miss the steaks.
Oh.
So, yeah.
He was like, I guess that's the way. Well, you should have gone back for him.
It's like a 30, you know, it's like a 25 minute ride back, all the way back. And, you know, I just confessed. I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to probably have burgers.
So oh, my God. Go. She's like,
she was fine, but I never
like,
heard
well,
the end of
I
it.
I guess from... I know who my favorite son-in-law is.
Uh-huh.
Not you, Mike.
It's not
today.
Me. Yeah. So anyway, that happened. But outside of that, you know, I saw the weirdest thing. I was going to show you a video of it. But I woke up Saturday morning and I was, you know, just in the kitchen at the sink and I was trying to get some coffee going. And I look out the window and I'm like, oh, my God, there are two possums.
Really?
Just sitting there. They're probably about maybe within 4 feet of the window. And I'm just looking down at them and it's daylight. And I thought they were nocturnal. But what I think I did learn is that they're nocturnal at night when they're hunting and doing stuff. But during the day, they like to have sex because that's what they were
what?
Doing.
Sick. Oh, my God.
Molly, it was
National Geographic going on in the backyard. Ick.
I sat there and I'm like, what is happening? I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah. And they're there for...
Did you give them some privacy?
I finally did after I filmed a bunch and took a bunch of pictures.
Oh my God. Look at you, creeper.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God. Did your roommate just film us having sex? You're like, yeah, he just walked in. He didn't know what he saw. And then he was like, took his camera out. Sick.
Now I know what a male and a female look like. Because they all kind of, you know, like cats, they kind of look alike.
Okay.
The male is a lot bigger. And its head is more pushed. I think it's more flat, I guess you could say. Where the female's face is more long. And the female was absolutely adorable. You know, granted, they were doing what they were doing. But the male, they do it just like cats. I mean, he was grabbing.
I don't want to know. I don't,
you know.
Like, don't care.
I should have showed you video. Molly, come on. Stick with me. But yeah, that was the weirdest thing to ever see. I've never witnessed anything like that before. Not even cats. I hear that's awful, too. But anyway, yeah, a lot of lovemaking. Right outside of the old kitchen window while I'm sipping on my coffee.
A little breakfast and a show.
Yeah, breakfast and a show. All right, we're going to motivate because we have a guest coming on. Do you want to say who it is?
Yeah, I recently had gotten a tarot reading and from a woman named Brittany. And she reached out and is willing to do a tarot reading and talk to us a little bit about tarot. So she's going to do a tarot reading for you, Party. You've never had one done before.
No, I haven't. Not by a legit person. I have had one done like at a haunted house. I mean, how accurate is that? I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah.
At a haunted house they were doing them?
Yeah, I was walking, I think it was Haunted Hollow. I was walking through the forest, you know, like a haunted forest. And there she was sitting there by herself in the dark in the middle of the forest. And it was weird. It was like surreal because I'm like, do I sit down with you? I did. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, this will be a lot less creepy. Brittany's lovely. She's got a great personality, really fun energy. I don't think it's going to be like Creepy Lady in the Woods vibes. Unless that does it for you, in which case she's not your girl.
She's not my girl. All right, here are your options for this week. Get food stuck in your teeth mid-combo every time. Mm-hmm. B, bite your tongue once hard once a day. That's the worst. That is the worst. Or always have a mystery taste in your mouth you can't place.
Oh, my God.
Which one, A, B, or C?
I think... the food stuck in my teeth.
Okay. All right.
Because biting your tongue is like so bad.
It's the worst. It's funny. Once you bite your tongue once on a certain spot, it's like you always bite it.
Yes.
It's like you just keep biting it because it's so swollen and it's just the most painful thing in the world.
So painful.
All right. So here you go. What is this one?
Breaking news! Local human wakes up gorgeous, unstoppable, and absolutely dangerous to any twat waffle within a 10-mile radius. Witnesses report an unusually high level of badassery. Experts are baffled, haters are shook, and the day ahead has been advised to proceed with caution. Keep spreading the fuckery.
There you go. Breaking news. All right, are we ready to get Brittany on? Let's get Brittany on. Well, so how does this start? Do you need anything from me?
Yeah, so do you want to, do you have a question in mind? Usually I ask people if they have a question. There's really, like, I like to remind people that tarot isn't, like, I think people think of it like fortune telling maybe, and it's not really that. I would make it more akin to divination, which is, like, you ask a question and it sort of reveals maybe energy that you need to focus on to, like, bring this shift into your, make sure you can see the cards, So yeah, I look at it more like divination where you're calling in sort of, it highlights energy that you need to either work on or be more aware of so that you can get to where you want to go or so that you can sort of bring whatever it is you're trying to bring into fruition. But it's not going to tell you like, well, I mean, sometimes it will say like quit your job and leave your man, but usually okay. It's like you need to be more like shift your perspective towards this or like you're too focused on this and you know, you maybe should be more aware of like these elements in your life or energy at play. And there's no right or wrong answer. That's another thing. Tarot in and of itself, it started sort of as a parlor game And they were just like illustrating an extra deck, or they illustrated what's called the major arcana. Do you want me to do a little breakdown of major and minor arcana before we get into it, just to like briefly explain the deck?
Sure. Let's do it.
So you have the major and minor arcana, which you did a great job, by the way. I have to give you credit, Molly, that on the last show I was listening to, you did a great job of like breaking down sort of like what an intuitive read looks like. And I was like, she's a true Virgo. She was listening to all the instructions. you gave a great rundown. Just to reiterate, in case anyone missed that episode, you have the major and minor arcana. The minor arcana is akin to like a deck of cards. So it has four suits. It's got pentacles, wands, cups and swords, and those are each representative of the four elements and sort of hold their own like set of representations. And then each card, the numbers have an energy and representation, so there's a numerology aspect to tarot. And then the major arcana is derived from an Italian parlor game. It was a card game in like the 1400s, and they're basically like trump cards. It was akin to like bridge or spades. It was called tarocchi. And the major arcana were the triumph cards. It's basically sort of pictorial storytelling. So I'll have you ask me a question, I'll shuffle, and then I just let cards sort of fly out and I read it like a story. That's how it goes.
So I don't have a like unlike Molly, I'm not prepared. No one told me to have a question. She had a whole list.
Most people do. Again, another Virgo cue. And can I just say this? You don't have to include this, but I was cracking up at you, Molly, because you are such a Virgo through and through, that when you're like recounting it and you're like recounting my message to you, you were so close, but you were like, I'm doing a good job, but it's not good enough. And I'm like, that is not what I told this woman at all. This is a Virgo like processing. Like, it's so coded to be like, I could be better. I'm like, that was not the main message.
She's like, no.
But you did have most of it correct. I just had to laugh at that bit because I was like, that's so Virgo coded to be like.
It would be nice to know, like, cause I don't stop. That's mm-hmm. that's my thing. I don't stop. I believe that in the end, just why start the race if you're not going to finish it? And it's been like that my whole life. And so I just direct and just go. So sometimes, especially on this next venture, sometimes it gets a little frustrating for me, but I remind myself that it's just a moment. So I want to know what my direction is, not necessarily with the podcast. It's kind of like, am I going the right way? Because in the beginning, I'm like, this is where I belong. And then, of course, with time, sometimes you run into those speed bumps that make you question that a little bit. Like, is this where I belong? You know what I mean? So totally. I don't really have a direct question. I just want to know, I guess, am I going in the right direction? I don't know what I'm
absolutely.
Doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cards will definitely tell you that because in it, so the picture, but some are good, some are bad, some sort of are like neutral energy. So yeah, the cards will definitely shed energy. So you just want to sort of a general read, checking in, if the direction that you're headed is sort of the direction where you're meant to be going and you're on the right path, so to speak.
And just for full clarity, if those cards can say bad, like, no, get out, right? You will be honest.
Oh, I'll be honest. Yeah, you already had deck fallout. So that's actually, but that, again, like, death isn't
they're
a bad thing.
They're leaping out for you.
There's some cards, let me preface, there's some cards that can, people will see as sort of upfront as maybe that not the most positive meme, but I actually love death, for example, because death doesn't mean a literal death. It means an ending of one cycle, like an ending of something that needs to end. And that means that there's space opening up for something beginning. And it's interesting because you got death and King of Swords. And I'm going to do a few. I'm going to let a few cards pull out, but just to sort of, you know, jump right in and get started right away. So you have death and the King of Swords. King of Swords is about sitting very confidently in all of the experiences and all of the lessons that you've accumulated to this point. So it's actually very appropriate that for like this stage in your career that the King of Swords is coming out right away. You also are working in a realm where you're tossing around ideas, you host a show. King of Swords is all about sort of the mental headspace. So like taking ideas and bringing them into the public sphere. So I would read these two just off the bat as like you are at a place in your life where cycles, like it would be helpful for you as you move forward to sort of let things that feel maybe like they've run their course in your life, or let elements of things that you feel like maybe you've been like carrying along with you that you no longer need to carry. This would be a good moment to sort of shed those and let things that aren't like the most important for that you feel called to focus on, sort of let that stuff fade away, shed it without really thinking twice. But you want to rest confidently in what you do know to be true. And again, kings are also about taking action. So in tarot, everybody has masculine and feminine elements. So, you know, you can get a lot of queens and be a man and vice versa. You can be a girl getting a lot of kings. All that kings and queens speak to is if you sit passively and let things come to you, a queen is about like sitting passively on the throne and sort of letting everything come to her. Whereas a king is about taking decisive action. So King of Swords coming out with death is going to be taking decisive action towards what you know to be true, or sort of the ideas that you feel are important, and then letting what doesn't align with that basically fall away with the death card. But you're definitely in a place of planting seeds. You're really, it's, and again, this is just reinforcing discernment. So next you had the Six of Pentacles falling out. And this is the Eight of Pentacles. The Nine of Pentacles. Sometimes I have to count them. So this is really about like discernment. And both of these are career-based cards because they're pentacles. So it's earth, it's grounding, it's material elements. It's sort of the physical things that you're manifesting through career and hard work. So Six of Pentacles is really about using your own discernment. Again, that's very aligned with the King of Swords. The King doesn't look to others for answers. Everybody comes to the King. This also could be a little bit of a call for an ego death too. I don't get that you're like really invested in your ego, but death and no. The King of Swords could also be, no, you actually, I was telling someone that you were a really great host. I was surprised how good your questions were when Molly was recounting her experience. I was like, someone could have been really critical in a way that was like, this is like stupid, but you were very actively interested in listening. And I was like, okay, like this is a cool guy. So continue to sort of engage in that discernment that you've already naturally cultivated. You can see he's like giving to one guy, but not giving to the other. So it's really about being aware of where you direct your attention, sort of where you put it. Sixes are a card of balance, also a card of spiritual guidance. So if you know, whatever religion or spiritual entities you work with, they're on this path with you. And anytime a six comes out, it's kind of a nod in that direction. Same thing here. This is all about like having planted seeds in your garden, and now you're at the point where you can enjoy sort of the fruits of that labor. So as you're sort of going through this process where you're pruning what no longer serves you, and you're shedding what doesn't need to move forward into that next stage, it's also really important to like give yourself time to enjoy all the hard work that you've put in and all the lessons that you've sort of gathered with you up until this point. Oh yeah, but you're doing great. Okay, yeah, you're going to be going great forward with good solid forward movement, because you have the Chariot here and the Six of Cups. So the Chariot is all about concentrated, directed forward movement, but specifically you're the one guiding the Chariot. So again, very similar to the King of Swords, you're in that position of confidence. You're coming to things with all the experience under your belt of past experiences, and that's further being amplified with the Six of Cups here, which I love the Six of Cups, because the Six of Cups is really about like giving flowers to all versions of yourself. Like it's an older individual with a younger one. And so it's really about like honoring and recognizing all the versions of you that brought you to this point and sort of put you on the throne to begin with. So I would say that you're in a really good place with your career. You've planted lots of seeds. You really sit confidently with yourself. If there's anything that you need to shed or let go, you know, that's something that you can do. But you're, either way, you're moving forward in a really balanced place. Yeah, you've built really strong. We have four of pentacles on the bottom of the deck. So you've built really strong foundations for yourself. Four of pentacles is about like literally putting the posts in for the foundation of the home that you build, and sort of deciding what it is that you want to foster and create. So, and then finally, you have the Empress on the bottom of the deck too, which is all about abundance. So again, Ooh. Just continue to sort of plant those seeds, trust your gut, follow your instinct, honor you and every part of you that brought you to this current place. And yeah, you're on a really abundant path here. So you've got a really good, solid reading. But I do like, that was funny how you were like, are there bad cards? And I'm like, well, we have death here. right off the bat. But I feel like tarot is cheeky like that too. Like tarot will definitely get sassy. Like I think I've seen many, many reads where the deck will sort of be a little tongue in cheek with whoever the person is, and sort of talk back a little bit. So you were talking about some negative cards, and I wouldn't call death negative, but some people can get kind of tense when it comes out, understandably.
Well, sure.
But death is really just about cycles ending and turning over.
Okay. I mean, when it's the first card, you got to go, oh.
Mm-hmm. We're off to the races, party. This deck is not screwing around with you. They're like, right, give your attention.
Brittany, so have you ever read somebody and it's just been like, oh my God, it's all bad?
Yeah, I try. So generally, I'm a pretty positive person and I never want to like speak ill over like
sure.
somebody else's path or their timeline, especially when people are a lot of times something that surprised me, I think. When I started doing tarot, it was just sort of fun. Like you were talking about, like with your college girls and like before you go out to the bar at night, you're like, are we going to meet someone? Let's do a little three card pull. So it's like very much, it was like a very lighthearted energy when I started tarot. When I started doing it professionally, people come to metaphysical readers for usually because they're at a crossroads in their life or there's something really heavy that they're dealing with. So that was something where I was kind of like, oh man, like people are really coming to me. This is not like a fun little college game anymore. This is like somebody's life and they're having very serious questions and they haven't found the answers on their own or through church or wherever they go to. So they're coming to me. So I try to be really mindful of how I deliver messages, even if it's something where I'm immediately off the bat, like, this is not so good. I will be honest with them. But I also always try to sort of pull until I feel like there's a sense of levity in the reading where there's sort of like a spot of hope on the horizon line. Like I had a friend, for example, call me and she didn't tell me that her and her boyfriend had broken up. And she painted it as like, can you just give me a general read? It was like 10:30 at night. She's like, are you available? I need a reading now. I was like, yeah, girl, let's go. Like, let's hop on. So we hop on. And I was like, you know, do you have a focus? Is it a general reading? Is this career, love? She's like, let's just do a general read. But the first thing that came out was the Empress upside down. So not everybody reads reversals. I do because I feel like the energy of a card right side up versus upside down sort of carries its own message. So she had the Empress upside down. She had a card that like stood for deception and lies. She had a heartbreak card. And those were like the first three cards that came out. So I didn't want to say like, did you break up with your boyfriend? So I'm like, well, like someone has you out of your best self, right? Like the Empress is upside down. So her energy isn't like flowing. It's like blocked. And you know, there's some cards of heartbreak and deception here. And she's like, yeah, my man broke up. I think he cheated, blah, blah, blah. So then it came out kind of like you. And that's something else people will do is they'll like not give me all the information up front, which totally fine. I understand. But they'll sort of like keep it tight to their chest. And then when the cards start talking, they're like, okay, yeah, actually, da 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 da. And then the truth sort of spills out. So it was funny because like I was trying to give like a soft, gentle read without being like, girl, is your relationship in danger? Right. And then when she sort of offered that information, I was like, oh, yeah, it's everywhere here. Okay, I can be really honest with you. Like this man has you out of sorts. He's been lying. There's a good chance he's been cheating. And then I also use a pendulum, which I'm not familiar if y'all are I don't know if y'all are familiar with pendulum
work.
What
is that? Is that the thing that ticks, tick, tick?
Yeah. So basically, it's just a little ball on the bottom of a chain. There's a whole, you know, there's many. We sell a bunch of different ones at the chakra shop. Shout out to the chakra shop.
Did you say chakra?
Like the chakras in your body. Like, although for all my skeptical people, the chakra centers actually line up with where our parasympathetic nervous system clusters in the body. fun fact. Okay. So if you like look at a body of the human nervous system, there's different cluster points, and the chakras essentially line up with that. So, oh. I mean, I think that there's a lot of stuff that we consider new age or woo-woo that actually has like very deep roots in many sort of cultures and practices around the world. And it's just, I mean, I was raised Catholic, so I say this with all like due respect, but I feel like the Catholics and the Christians did a pretty good job of like, if you're not with us, you're against us, and sort of like taking some practices and making them seem unnatural when they were actually more indigenous than like a lot of the stuff that we practice today.
Okay.
But I use a pendulum, and this is, you can ask, it's about centering, and it's for yes, no questions specifically. So I'll say, you know, show me yes. And so for me, a yes is a back and forth. For some people, this will be a no. And I can say, show me no. And you can see the direction change, and now it's a big spin. So this is a no. And you can test it. Like, my name is Brittany. Yes. My name is Steve. It gives a second to switch. No, my name is not Steve. So you can like get it and just play with it. Again, just energy. It's just channeling energy. Okay. But I will use that in readings for like yes, no. So we'll do a reading. We'll get sort of a story going. But then people maybe have a very specific question like, is he cheating on me? And instead of pulling a card, I'll be like, let's just ask the pendulum. So I use both of those methods in my readings for divination.
I would never want to know that answer. I would never ask a question like that. That
you got to be ready for the answer.
The things people ask. Everybody comes with whatever's heavy on their mind. So I've gotten a lot of questions that I never thought, you know, would come my way. But that's also part of what makes it fun and what I enjoy about it is sort of like the variety of getting to bear witness to these different human experiences. So.
Okay, so if people want to find you.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Because you can do virtual readings, you were telling me.
Absolutely. So primarily right now, I have an Instagram account. So a lot of people have Instagram, and I usually offer to connect with them that way first and foremost, because there is a video like chat feature through Instagram. If people don't have Instagram, my email is the same as my Instagram. So well, any way to reach me, it's going to be mangos@sunset. Mangos has no E, so MANGOSAT, and then the word sunset, SUNSET. mangos@sunset@gmail.com.
Mango.
They can email me directly to request
no
meeting.
S, right?
You said no E. So
yeah,
mango.
No e. I don't know why. Because of the time, I was like, this is already a long word. And technically, mangoes has an E, but it's one of those plurals where you could spell it with an E or without. And it's technically correct for both. I Googled it before I made it like a thing. But yeah, I was just trying to keep, it was already a long handle. So I was trying to minimize any letter that wasn't necessary. So mangoes with no E, but mangoes at sunset.
I didn't know mangoes had an E in it. Okay.
What?
I didn't know mangoes had an E in it.
It doesn't. But okay. You know, if you pluralize it, like if you pluralize it, it'll give you both spellings as correct. And I also was an artist for Trader Joe's. I did their signage way before I was into tarot. I was working as a muralist and I was an artist. And so I used to have to like make sure that the food, I would do their signs. I did like big murals, but I also would like do the little signs for all of the food. And like tomato is another example. Tomato, no E on the end, but tomatoes has an E. And I used to spell it tomatoes. Like think of it in like two,
like your toes
to like help me remember. So yeah, so mangoes doesn't have an E, but technically the plural could go both ways.
We'll put all your information to get hold of you in the show notes. So if anybody needs to get a hold of her.
And also through the Chakra Shop. I'm only there on Saturdays from 1 to 7. But you can book appointments through their website as well if you want to come see me in person like Molly did. So both through my Instagram, my email, and then the Chakra Shop website. Those are sort of the three main ways to find me. Can I actually do a quick shout out? Because I have a tarot class that I'm teaching next week.
Yeah, go
this
ahead.
Week it's the last sign up for my tarot class. If anybody's interested in taking a tarot class and learning about it, it's going to be 3 Sundays in a row from May 17th, May 24th, and May 31st. from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Chakra Shop. You can sign up through our website. It's $150 for all three classes. And we basically go over, you know, sort of the history of the deck, the numerology, major, minor arcana. And then we also learn a variety of spreads because I read intuitively, but there's spread types like the Celtic cross or a three card pull. So I sort of go over all of that. So this is going to be airing Monday. People have a week, a little less than a week to sign up. Sign up closes on Friday the 16th. So yeah, I would love if people want to sign up, come find me on the Chakra Shop for that.
ChakraShop.com.
Chakra Shop.
And Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, that was interesting. That was interesting for sure.
How do you feel? What do you think about the reading?
I feel good. That was good. That was really good. That was, I wasn't prepared for questions, though. I guess I never even thought of having any questions just yet. You know what I mean? Where you were prepared with questions.
Yeah, but my girlfriend wasn't. You don't have to be. That's the thing. It doesn't. It's sort of one of those things where some people come in and with intentions, some people don't. But like Andrea was really funny. She's like, I didn't know there was homework. You didn't tell me that. I was like, nobody told me either. I just decided that I wanted to go in focused. That was my own personal, like, it wasn't like when I booked the appointment, they were like, hey, a couple things before you come in. There was nothing like that. You just go in.
Okay. Yeah. That was fun. I want to do it again. When death hit first, I was like, all right. Time to move on.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that was wild. That was pretty crazy. But all right, we're going to wrap. We'll put all the information in the show notes once again. If you want to reach out to us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. And we'll send you whatever you need from her if you guys want to get a reading. She's pretty solid. And we only get solid people on this podcast. All right, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe day. Or better yet, we'll see you on Tuesday. After party. And then on Wednesday, big party show. All right, do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know. Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.